with Ramon Garcia behind the console. Let's go to guitar and vocals, Clark Andrew Libby.
Okay, sounds good. My name is Clark Andrew Libby, and here on KUNM, play a couple songs for you. Just came out with a new album called Food or Cash, and you can look that up on lots of different sites, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation. If you want to look me up, it's under my full name, Clark Andrew Libby. And this is one of the songs off that album. It's called Jenny McLean. Jenny McLean. Well, you gonna sleep tonight? How you gonna say you're right? If I was so wrong, would you stay one more day? Maybe one more night. Jenelle McLean. When my eyes first fell on you, I was only 22. Take it back, down for you, round for you. That's all I can do. Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, you stay here and I wait. Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, you stay the night. McLean, tell me you've made up your mind. If you're leaving, don't be kind. Just walk away in my days. You don't have to say, Jenelle McLean. Can you give me another time? Can you look past all my crimes? Just a wave. A misplaced phrase, some words that got away. Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, you stay here and I wait. Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, can you stay tonight? Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, you stay here and I wait. Jenny, if I'm wrong, Jenny, if I'm right, you stay the night. Can you stay the night? Stay the night. Jenna, can you stay? All right, so the next one I'm going to play for you is a brand new one. It is not too many of some of my songs have too many complicated stories, but this song's called Evelina, and there's a group of Costa Rican and South American acrobats that were staying at my house, which I know sounds great, and they're very nice, and we would wake up and have coffee every morning, and so this is about one of them, and as I said, it's called Evelina. It's brand new, hasn't been recorded yet, so. It's a brand new treat for you.
Evelina. Evelina.
Evelina. Evelina. Saw her dancing through jesters that wandered through this town. Tried to speak, but it's not easy when your world has fallen down. Precious gods, I've got to tell her everything I know. I just don't know where to start. Maybe I should up and go. Evelina, I should up and go. But Evelina, I should up and go. Evelina, I should up and go. Evelina, spread your gracious wings and gently float away on your next breeze. My soul with you, my world from me, I don't need to see. I know you have to go, but I'm sure I can make you wanna stay. Just give me one more moment, one more chance before you go away. Evelina, 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 in this moment, by the grace of all things holy, I will never know if she was really next to me. Please don't wake me, please don't tell me this was all a dream. Dream of Evelina. Dream of Evelina. Dream of Evelina. Dream of Evelina. Dream of Evelina.
How long ago, Clark, Andrew, Libby, did you arrive in Albuquerque? 3 years? Two?
Yeah, it's been just a little bit over 3 years now.
Okay, yeah. And you know, we refer to some artists coming into town with a head of steam, metaphorically, but when you first came to KUNM, you really had a head of steam with the, you were doing the Albuquerque Music Lab. And
yep, Music Lab ABQ.
Music
yep.
Lab ABQ. You had already helped form at least two electric bands in town?
Well, I think, let's see, both the bands I first started with when I was here were previously formed, but yes, I was working with a couple of different bands, St. Petersburg and Bellama, and still work with Bellama sometimes, but yeah, you know, I just felt like it was a time in my life. I've been playing music for a long time, and I just felt like it was a time in my life when I needed to start concentrating on it and start working towards the goal of doing only that, as you know, as a goal. I mean, you play long enough and you, at some point you got to start working and making stuff happen as best you can.
Okay, well that's what I want to learn.
Okay.
you're going to give us a little bit of a clinic this evening.
I don't know. All right.
Well, okay, we fast forward 3 years.
Right?
We have Clark, Andrew, Libby, we have Food or Cash, which
yep.
is a record that you played all the instruments on.
Yeah,
and you come by this skill not just because you work really hard, but because in the bands that we know you from, like right now, Broken Fables and The Shacks, you are a vocalist, a guitarist, a drummer.
Yes.
You've been a bass player in
yep.
other outfits. So yep. when it came time to make this album, you really didn't need anybody.
Well, I needed my friend Jeff. Jeff Wilson helped me produce it. He has the Macintosh, the computer stuff, and I'm not particularly proficient at that stuff. So I let him play with the dials and play with the mixers, and he did a fantastic job. We did it at his little casita off his house. I generally, when I write a song, I've got the whole thing in my head. I mean, I've got the drums and the bass and the guitar, all put together for the most part, when I've even just finished it for the first time. So,
when you were coming in, were all of these songs initially tracked as we're hearing now, you voice and guitar and then the other elements?
I actually do it the other way around. I start with the drums. Because it's really hard to put drums on top of another instrument track. I mean, you can use a metronome, and that does help, but it's easier for me. I can sit and sing the song in my head and play the drums and play all the little parts and have the little drum fills and then add on the guitar and the vocals next and then put the bass and the backup vocals and the lead guitars on after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just easier for me that way. I don't know. Some people like to do the metronome thing. I do sometimes if other people want to do it, but I generally prefer to just start with the drums.
Now, when you did come in here and your partner in the ABQ Music Lab, this is when Blackbird Bouvette was up. And
yes.
It was a monthly series where you were moving 8+ bands mm-hmm. in a single night.
Yep.
On and off the stage. It was a great concept because if someone was just getting used to the local music scene here in Albuquerque, you could see this whole variety in one night, and you knew that if one group wasn't turning you on, someone was going to come along who would. And it was very exciting, but you made a point then, and you said that you thought it was really counterproductive for musicians, whether they're soloists or bands especially, to get together and to set out on this task as something they're going to do once every 3 weeks so they don't dilute their audience.
Right.
And you said that is not the way to do it.
Right.
Now, since you've said that, how many nights have you spent not working out, not playing out in a typical week?
I usually play at this point 3 to 4 times a week, about 3 times a week. Let's see. So I've got 15 shows in November. So okay. If that would give you an idea of what, I mean, some of those are out of town. Some of those are in Arizona and other parts of New Mexico. You can definitely, I guess my point then, and I still think my point is, if you went to a bank and your business plan to get a loan was that you're only going to sell your product to your friends once a month, and nothing else. You're not going to do any other marketing. You're not going to try to get any other fans. Then they're not going to give you a loan, And, I think there's a lot of examples of bands around town that people said, oh, they play too much, they play too often, but they are fantastic bands and they do great and they are working hard and they are reaping the rewards. You look at a band like Wildwood, you look at a band like Red Light Cameras. These are bands that are fantastic bands that are getting out there and working hard. And, they've made a crowd and it takes time. At first it's a little lonely sometimes. There's definitely the third or fourth show in a week sometimes where there's not very many people there, but you just keep going and keep grabbing one or two fans here and there. And eventually you start to actually have some fans. So.
Now I know that historic, we have an interesting history here with bands that started out playing electric as rock and roll bands mm-hmm. and who over time realized if they sort of downsized, they lost one musician, they became an acoustic trio mm-hmm. playing in sort of a bluegrass mode. They found they could work in the afternoons and the evenings.
Yes.
They could travel in a single vehicle.
Yep.
They only had to split the money 3 ways instead of usually 5 ways if you're moving a rock and roll band. So all of a sudden the economics changed once they changed their array. You are right now working not only in New Mexico, but working out of state. I mean, this is where the business plan comes in.
Right.
And even though you're in these 3 bands and working out that way, as Clark Andrew Libby solo artist, you're going all of these places with a guitar and a loop machine, and that's it?
No, I don't even bring a loop machine.
Really?
No. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one, but no, it is true. You can make a little bit more money if you downsize a little bit. There are also a lot of venues that want you to play. They don't want to. It's the point of the evening isn't to have a show. The point of the evening is for people to hang out. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a brewery or a winery. And they want music that's kind of in the background a little bit, and you can get paid really well for those gigs if you go out and find them. And I do a lot of, that's where I get a lot of my gigs is like breweries and things like that out of town. Certainly some breweries here in town as well. So for me, the downsizing is important. I mean, I realized pretty quickly, you know, I love playing with my bands. You know, one of my bands, I was a 6-piece pop band, and it's awfully hard to get paid. Right. A reasonable wage when there's six of you, and we just did a show where there was 9 of us playing, and you know, well, that's not really a profitable thing.
It's a great
it was
thing
a lot
to,
of fun
it's a great thing it's to put up thing, on your website,
and I love to do it, and I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
But to make the, you know, make the business part of it work, because I am trying to do this full time now, you know, I've got to go out and do the solo shows. And you know, to speak to a little bit, you don't want your crowd to get totally sick of you. I mean, I think I play a lot of shows here in town, but I also play shows in Madrid. I play shows in Taos. I play shows in Santa Fe. I'm purposely trying to go to Arizona, California, sort of 1 month, and then the next month go to Colorado, and then the next month go to Texas, New Orleans, and then, you know, switch that cycle around so that those people only see me about every 3 months out of town. But you know, maybe a little more often than that. Arizona's been really kind to me, so I'm going back there for the second time in 2 months, actually. But something like that to try to, you know, switch things up but still play a ton of shows.
How does a multi-state network come together for you?
There's websites now as far as, like, getting the shows out of town. Is that
what
you mean?
Yeah, and finding where the venues
are. Yeah,
there's
websites now. I don't know if I should advertise a particular one particularly. I mean, I'm not sure that that's appropriate. But if you look around and ask your friends that are musicians, I think they all know about it. There's a couple websites now that will actually direct you to the booking agents at clubs in whatever city you put in. And it's much easier than it used to be when I was younger.
People who forget the conversation and you show up.
Yeah. And I was traveling around a little bit with bands in Ohio when I was, you know, 20 years ago, and it just wasn't this easy. If you didn't know somebody, you weren't getting in somewhere. And we would send these big mailers out with CDs and promo packets and, you know, the whole bit. And it was expensive. And most of the time they got thrown out. And, you know, nowadays, you know, you can send 20 emails to 20 clubs in Denver for, you know, November 25th. Saying, hey, I need a gig on November 25th in Denver, and send 20 emails out, and one of those 20 will probably get back to you. So it may not be the one you want, but it'll be something.
Speaking of Denver, how does moving from the good weather, when you can play outdoors, you can play green markets or patios and stuff, and, you know, do you have to think of playing ski lodges? Because I'm not sure this is the kind of music that's going to go over.
We just went. Yeah. And I do. Well, when I do the longer sets, when I do the 3 and 4 hour sets at breweries and stuff, I put a lot of covers in there. Do a lot of Neil Young, Tom Petty, stuff like that. Mazzy Star songs, some things like that. So stuff that's a little more crowd pleasing. I don't mind playing that stuff. I'm even doing I just learned a Taylor Swift song. I'm very excited about that. T Sizzle, man, she's the best.
You and Ryan Adams.
Oh, it's great stuff. But no, and you know, sometimes you got to be an entertainer like that with those longer gigs. I mean, sometimes you just got to suck it up, and you know, I'll play Bill Withers like "Ain't No Sunshine," you know, and as everybody plays that, but you know, it's fun and everybody likes it. But the weather change is really I'm an idiot for starting this full-time musician gig like 2 months before the winter. I'm pretty dumb for doing that, because it definitely slows down. December is probably the worst month. All right, so this next song, I don't like making excuses for playing new songs that I might mess them up or something. So I'm not going to mess this up. But it is brand, brand new. I just wrote it like last week. I play in a band called The Shacks, And my bass player is also the guy who recorded the album, Jeff Wilson, dared me to write a song about something that happened at a show. And so the next day I showed up at practice with a song just because it made me mad that he dared me. So, you know, some things hold true for guys. We get dared by stuff and we have to follow through. So this song is just a new one for me. It's called The Life in Your Smile. Been so long since I felt like I do, since I was close enough as I am to you. Can I stop the end of this? Well, it seems it's sliding down like any other tryst. No, you're the one, can't be another one. I won't survive, I won't live on if we are done. Please come to the show, best I can do. I've got nothing else to impress you, nothing else to show you, it's all true. See the spark in your eyes, life in your smile. If I could live inside you, maybe for a little while. It's only true for me. Gotta hold on, even though I can see. No, you don't want me, you just want everything. And I know you can get all of it without me. But please come to the show, best I can do. I've got nothing else to impress you, nothing else to show you, it's all true. Well, can you stay for the show? Can I get you to stay? You never liked what I do anyway. Hey, what'd you think of the show? Why couldn't you stay? You never liked what I do anyway. Liked what I do anyway. Saw you in the back row, saw him standing with you. Did you have to let him put his arms around you? You know I'm singing for you, 'cause I got nothing else. Please don't leave me, I know I need your help. If I get over you, it's gonna be for the last time. Gonna have some shrink erase my mind. So can you come to the show? The best I can do. I've got nothing else to press you, nothing else to show you. It's all true. You stay for the show. How can I get you to stay? You never liked what I do in a way. Hey, what'd you think of the show? Why couldn't
couldn't you stay? Never liked what I do anyway. Can you stay for the show? Can I get you to stay? Never liked what I do anyway. And what'd you think of the show? Why couldn't you stay? Liked what I do in a way. Liked what I do in a way.
You're listening to Clark Andrew Libby, recorded live in Studio A on
Probably.
Ear to the Ground.
Yeah, that's just the pick on the guitar. So. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's see. Oh, well, I'm going to do one more for you here. So this is the first song on the album. And I was taking a nap one day in the rain, which I know sounds crazy that we never have rain in Albuquerque. You know, I'm from Ohio, so when it rains out here, I just want to sleep all day. So that's what I was doing. I mean, I didn't sleep all day, but that's what I was thinking. And so that's where this song came to me. So I do apologize for the song's called Till the Rain Stops, and I really don't want to stop rain in Albuquerque, but it just kind of gets to me. So this song is about that. It's called Till the Rain Stops, and it is the first song on the album, Food or Cash. I'll wait till the rain stops. Sirens can wait on me. The ghosts of friends underwater. You know when it's time to flee. I think I'll sleep till the rain stops. Until the passion's free. Ghosts under the water. Down the mountain to sea. I think I can stop the rain. I hope I can stop the rain. All in my head anyway. I think I can stop the rain. I think I can stop the rain. I'll stay till the rain stops. Creation test its sons. I can't get home till I've given up. So never be a chosen one. I think you'll be gone when the rain stops. Known that since we met. Gifts that you've given me. No planet to regret. I think I can stop the rain. I hope I can stop the rain.
all in my hand anyway. I think I can stop the rain. I think I can stop the rain. I hope I can stop the rain. All in my hand anyway. I think I can stop the rain. I think I can stop the rain. I hope I can stop the rain.
Captured live in our own Studio A, Ramon Garcia behind the board. Clark Andrew Libby,